Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, animal health executive recruiter and veterinary recruiter Stacy Purcell of The Vet Recruiter provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and veterinary profession. In fact, the Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today, we will be talking about why and how speed is important in the animal health and veterinary hiring process. Welcome, Stacy, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, Caleb. As always, I'm glad to be here with you today.
So, Stacy, we've touched upon the fact that speed is critical for employers that want to hire. Will we be examining this more closely today?
Yes, we will. And I can't emphasize enough how important speed is during the animal health and veterinary hiring process. And it hasn't become any less important during the past few years. If anything, it's become even more so, especially within the veterinary profession.
Because of the shortage of veterinarians?
Yes, exactly. Because it's a candidate's job market, and the top candidates continue to have the leverage, especially the top 5% to 10% of the candidates in the marketplace.
So what happens if employers drag their feet, so to speak, under these market conditions?
Well, that's a great question. And, you know, I'll answer that by saying there's a number of things that can happen, none of which are good. So first of all, candidates are going to have a poor impression of the organization, and this is associated with employer branding. And then second, candidates are going to question whether or not they really want to work for an organization that appears to be slow and disorganized. And then third, because of this, candidates could drop out of the recruiting and hiring process and not consider the employer a viable option anymore, which means that if they do change jobs, it will likely be with another organization altogether.
Or the candidates could simply stay where they are or with their current employer.
Yes, that's right. That is a possibility and one that happens frequently. Now, remember, these are passive candidates. Passive candidates are not actively looking for another opportunity, but they will make a move for an opportunity that's clearly better than the job they have right now. However, if they can't find such an opportunity, they'll just stay where they are.
Or they might even accept a counter offer if they do accept an offer of employment from another organization.
Right. Again, you know, counter offers are a fact of life for employers trying to hire, especially within the animal health industry and veterinary profession, especially within the veterinary profession right now. And having a slow recruiting and hiring process increases the chances that a candidate will accept a counter offer after having already accepted an offer from another organization.
So, how can organizations streamline their animal health or veterinary hiring processes to be more efficient without compromising the quality of their hires?
Well, there are several strategies that organizations can adopt to streamline their hiring processes.
All right, great. Can you tell us what those strategies are?
Absolutely. So the first strategy is to define clear job requirements. By establishing clear expectations for skills, experience, and qualifications, the hiring team can align on what they're looking for, making it easier to assess candidates.
And what about using technology? What role does that play in the process?
Well, that's our second strategy. So organizations can leverage applicant tracking systems and other technologies to automate routine tasks and expedite the initial stages of the hiring process. Video interviews can also be implemented to speed up the screening phase.
What about hiring managers? What specifically can organizations do to help hiring managers streamline the animal health and veterinary hiring process?
Well, organizations should equip hiring managers with the tools and training needed for efficient decision making. Communication between hiring managers and human resources should be fostered to minimize delays and ensure a smooth process.
Okay, that makes sense. Can you elaborate on the importance of effective collaboration? Can you elaborate on how much of a difference that makes.
Certainly. So establishing seamless collaboration between human resources, hiring managers, and other stakeholders involved in the process is our fourth strategy. Clear communication channels help avoid bottlenecks and keep the process moving.
So what can employers do during the interview stage to help streamline the process? That seems like a logical place where improvements can be made.
Yes, that is the case. And one strategy is conducting simultaneous interviews.
That's an interesting approach. How does that approach benefit the animal health or veterinary hiring process?
Well, when possible, simultaneous interviews with different team members can expedite decision making. This not only saves time, but it also provides diverse perspectives on the candidate. The more feedback that you have from multiple team members, the better of a decision you can make regarding a particular candidate.
So, what other strategies are important for streamlining the recruiting and hiring process?
Another strategy is prioritizing feedback. Organizations should encourage feedback and implement systems that track and remind individuals to provide feedback within a specified time frame. This helps maintain the momentum in the hiring process.
Those are excellent tips, Stacey. I appreciate the emphasis in particular on communication and transparency throughout the process. Now, let's address a common concern, which is the fear of compromising quality for speed. How can organizations ensure they maintain high hiring standards while expediting the process?
So first, while this is a common concern, it may not be as common in the animal health industry and veterinary profession, especially for those positions that require specific and or technical skills. And this is because there is an overall lack of candidates who have these skills and who can fill the position. Unfortunately, it has taken some employers months and sometimes even years to fill an open job simply because they cannot find anyone who has the skills and experience for which they're looking. However, once again, this is a common concern, especially since there are still instances in which people apply for jobs for which they are not qualified. I've seen instances in which there is no way that the people who applied could do the job if they were to be hired, but it didn't stop them from applying for it anyway. With this in mind, I do have a few strategies for maintaining high animal health and veterinary hiring standards while also trying to streamline and expedite the process.
Okay, great. What might those be?
Well, the first strategy is establishing clear evaluation criteria, and this means clearly defining the key competencies and attributes required for success in the role. Part of this is ensuring that all interviewers are aligned on these criteria. Second, use assessments wisely.
Do you mean assessments, tests?
Yes, that's right. Organizations should implement relevant assessments or tests to evaluate candidates objectively. However, and this is important, they should also make sure that the assessments align with the skills and competencies critical for the role.
Okay, that makes sense. So what's next on the list today?
So up next is conducting thorough reference checks. Even in a fast-paced process, employers need to take the time to conduct thorough reference checks to validate a candidate's qualifications and experience.
Stacey, we've talked about reference checks before on the podcast, haven't we? In fact, didn't you devote an entire episode to them?
I did. That would be episode number 120, which was titled Best Practices for Conducting Reference Checks as an Employer. And I would encourage the members of our listening audience to check out that episode for more information.
I agree. Well, what other strategies do you have for maintaining high levels of quality while also streamlining the animal health and veterinary hiring process?
My final strategy is fostering a collaborative decision-making process, which is something I touched upon earlier in today's episode. Once again, this involves including multiple people in the decision-making process to ensure diverse perspectives and reduce the risk of overlooking critical factors.
It seems as though involving more people has multiple benefits for the hiring process. Is there a danger of involving too many people?
There is. So there is a danger of going too far in that direction. Once that happens, it becomes counterproductive because now you're slowing down the process, which is the opposite of what you wanted to do in the first place. And now the decision-making process has become more cumbersome and convoluted.
So Stacey, I know that we've discussed how and why speed is important in the animal health and veterinary hiring process within the context of the employer or from the point of view of the employer. But I'd like to address the candidate side for just a moment, because speed is critical from their point of view as well, correct?
Yes, that's right. So just like employers can't drag their feet during the process, candidates cannot afford to drag their feet either.
So can you elaborate on why that's the case?
Yes, of course. So if a candidate moves too slowly or is not communicating during the animal health or veterinary hiring process, then that candidate is branding themselves in a negative fashion. The hiring manager might believe that they're really not that motivated or not that interested in the position. Worse, they may believe that the person lacks drive or ambition.
So even if you are interested in a position, you could take yourself out of the running simply by the way in which you conduct yourself during the animal health or veterinary hiring process.
Absolutely. So just like candidates want to know that employers are interested in them, employers want to know that candidates are interested in their organization. In other words, they want to know that candidates are engaged, because if candidates are engaged during the recruiting and hiring process, it follows that they will also be engaged once they are hired and become employees.
So what can candidates do to stay on top of things and make sure that they're doing their part to expedite the hiring process?
Well, there are multiple things, starting with being prepared. And this involves keeping your resume, cover letter, and portfolio up to date. In addition, tailor your materials to the specific role and company and ensure that your LinkedIn profile is current and reflects your experience and expertise.
What else can candidates do?
Well, something that's quite important is communicating your interest. Sure, if you're a candidate for a position, you're probably indicating your interest, but in a passive way. You should actively indicate your interest.
And how do you do that?
Well, by expressing your enthusiasm for the position during interviews and follow-up communications. Be sure to clearly articulate how your skills align with the organization's needs. And also, and this is another big one, be transparent about other opportunities. If you are exploring multiple opportunities, be transparent with recruiters and hiring managers, and communicate any time constraints or deadlines you may be working with.
And I'm guessing that not all candidates do this.
That's correct. You might be surprised by how many candidates are not forthright with this information. And in some cases, it turns out to be a problem. In fact, it has ended up costing some candidates a great new job. Candidates should also demonstrate flexibility during the hiring process. For example, be open to different interview formats such as video or phone interviews to accommodate the organization's time frame.
So, Stacey, what if a candidate is working with a recruiter? I imagine there are things they need to do in that instance that will also help brand them in a positive way.
Well, great question. And yes, there are. If you're working with the recruiter and the recruiter contacts you, respond promptly. In addition, clearly communicate your availability for interviews and assessments. And of course, let the recruiter know if you're exploring other opportunities. Also, do not go around the recruiter's back to contact the employer or the hiring manager directly. When this happens, it doesn't go well. If you're working with the recruiter, then follow the protocol for working with the recruiter. The recruiter introduced you to the company in the first place, so be respectful of their process and work with them, not against them. If anything has changed with your situation, tell the recruiter and be sure to contact them following all phone screens and interviews to keep them in the loop so they can work effectively on your behalf. A streamlined and efficient hiring process is in everyone's best interest, the employer, the candidate, and the recruiter, who is working with both parties to bring a satisfying conclusion to the situation.
So, Stacey, before we close today's podcast episode, how can members of our listening audience contact you?
Well, you can visit us at the Vet Recruiter website at thevetrecruiter.com and go to the Contact Us section in the main navigation. We would be happy to discuss your career goals, your hiring needs, or both.
Stacey, thank you so much for joining us today and for all of this great information about how to position yourself as a passive candidate in your animal health or veterinary career.
It's been my pleasure, Caleb, and I look forward to our next episode of the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider.